Morning Ireland now at 14 minutes to nine. Well, the political think-ins have taken place and the ploughing championships are in full swing, a rich canvassing ground ahead of a general election, whether that's in November or the spring. And as Micheál Lehane was telling us earlier, the dole resumes today, 2 weeks out from Budget 2025. Today we're going to hear from Holly Cairns, the leader of the Social Democrats, a party with six TDs and 35 councillors, up from 19 in 2019. The party held its autumn gathering over the last couple of days, and Holly Cairns, you're very welcome to studio.
Thank you.
You said you didn't go into politics to go into opposition. So what is the plan for the Social Democrats to get yourselves into a position of power and into government?
Yeah, this election feels like an opportunity for us to turn our policies into a reality for our communities. So I suppose our main focus between now and then is to try and get as many people elected as possible to build as strong a mandate as possible, because ultimately we don't want to go into government to make up the numbers. We want to go into government to implement our policies. So we had our thinking over the last 2 days, and we're setting out a clear platform. We want to go to the people with a very clear plan, and we're not going to overpromise and underdeliver, promise the sun, moon and stars, say you can have huge tax cuts and huge investment in public services. Our priority has always been and is to invest in public services to lift people out of poverty. I think, you know, the country's in such a good position in so many ways. We have, you know, an amazing GDP per capita, and yet we have so many people living in emergency accommodation, including 4,500 children. We have, you know, almost full employment and 500,000 adults living in their childhood bedroom. We have huge government surplus, and yet we have threadbare disability services.
You've
and
been accused of talking down the state.
Well, I think I've just highlighted there that there are many amazing aspects. I think what I'm talking down is the government in that context to not address things like threadbare disability services is a missed opportunity. And I think that that will be the legacy of this government. It's one of missed opportunities. And that's with regard to those issues that I just highlighted. It's also with regard, you know, to the elephant in the country is housing. And we have, you know, the latest of many reports highlighting that the government's approach isn't working. And their approach to housing, to be fair, is it's tried, it's tested, it's failed. Then it's been tried again, tested again, and it's failed again. Report after report saying they need to change their approach. So we're saying to people, if you want to see a change in the approach, you have to change what you vote for. And we're offering a very clear policy platform going into but this election and asking people to give us a chance.
It's much easier to name check failures, isn't it, than to put forward and implement policies that will address the failures you're talking about. And in order to do that, you'll have to get into that position where you want to be in government. Who do you want to get into government with? Will you talk to everybody? Are you prepared to share power with everybody and anybody?
Yeah, we'll talk to absolutely everybody after the election. That's what we've always said, and that's what we'll do. And I suppose between now and then, it's the makeup. It's up to the people what the layout of the next stall is and what the opportunity is to go into government, how big a mandate we have to have an impact on that government. All of those things can change so much in the space of an election. We saw that in the last one, the tide can turn in the space of a 3 week campaign. So that's our focus now. We really want to harness and build on the momentum we have from the local elections, where we almost doubled our councillors. We have incredible candidates selected all across the country and about half the constituencies.
You have difficulties too though, don't you? I mean, you're losing your two co-founders and co-leaders, as they were, Catherine Murphy and Roisin Shortall. They're big feet to fill, they're big seats to try and get new candidates, untried and untested, into those seats for you. And you're always going to be on a knife edge in Cork South West yourself.
That's it. And look, we're so lucky that we'll still have Catherine and Roisin heavily involved in the party, thank God, because they're knowledge, experience, expertise is invaluable. So we're very lucky in that regard. And absolutely, we don't take anything for granted in terms of the seats that we're trying to get. You know, when I first decided to go for election in Cork Southwest, I was literally laughed at and told I didn't have a hope, and people in Cork South West gave me a chance, and I'm so grateful
one,
for that.
One vote, wasn't it, in the local?
It was one vote in the locals. Yeah, yeah. For anyone who might not be registered out there listening,
a bit more comfortable in the general, but nonetheless not so comfortable that you can
take it for granted.
That you can even be around the country canvassing for, you know, your other members as they're looking for seats. You're going to have to look after the home base,
of course. And like I said, people in Cork South West gave me a chance. I'm so grateful for that. I've worked so hard since. I've put my heart and soul into it. And like I said, now it feels like, you know, putting our policies into reality is almost within reach. So I'll be asking people to please give me another go, that this is our opportunity and I really, really need their support.
You've had an overture from Roderick O'Gorman in the Green Party ahead of a general election, talking about maybe negotiating policy positions with yourselves and the Labour Party. Is that something you'll do?
We'll talk to everybody, absolutely. That is the plan. After the election, we'll talk to all parties.
And what about any election PACs?
I'd always advocate for a vote left to transfer left, but at the moment, my concern isn't at what point will I talk to Roderick after the election. Our concern is our campaign, what we're putting forward, and try and get, you know, as much kind of weight behind our candidates and support, and try and get as many Social Democrats into seats as possible.
Now, you were talking about, and it is the big issue of this generation, and it's been, it's the priority of government and of opposition, and that is housing. We were talking about housing earlier. You've mentioned it yourself. You're putting forward, aren't you, an affordable housing plan?
Yes.
Is that housing plan, you haven't published it yet?
No, it'll be published in the coming weeks.
But can you tell us at this stage, is it a plan that's going to align with Sinn Féin's plan for affordable housing?
There are some differences in our plans. So in our plan, and it's actually the report today really highlights the need for our affordable housing plan, to be honest. And like I said, the finer details of that will be released in the coming
70,000 houses a year over 10 years. If we are to address the need within 10 years, alternatively 52,000 houses a year over 25 years. That's what was set out by the
Central Bank. Yeah, and it highlights the need to try and bridge the affordability gap, but not in a way that brings up the price of housing. And I think that's probably a direct reference to the government's Help to Buy scheme. But in our plan, the direct support would go towards the not-for-profit sector, which has proven to be able to build affordable purchase homes, because that's the key thing here. Homes being built that are completely unaffordable isn't the answer to this. That's where the priority needs to be. In addition to that, there's the things that were highlighted in the report, the planning, productivity and access to finance, all of those are addressed in our housing plan.
Now, I think everyone is agreed on the priority that they do need to be addressed, but I want to stay with the affordable plan. Would you recommend, as Sinn Féin does, this ownership, the state ownership of the land, staying with the state while the individual, the house purchaser, owns the home?
Under our plan, the owner would own the house and the land. But we agree that you need to control the price and how much prices and the value of houses can skyrocket, because we need to move away from seeing housing as an investment vehicle. And that's what we kind of do in many ways in Ireland. Housing is somewhere where you can build a future, put down roots, raise a family, have kind of a grounding and an independence. But that can be done through the way that land is zoned. And that's the focus of the Social Democrats.
How much money are you recommending be invested to sort out the housing problem?
Because the plan hasn't been published yet, I won't give that exact figure at the moment, because I know that's still
39 billion from Sinn Féin.
We'll have all the details published in the coming weeks, but it's extremely important that this is prioritised. We've seen from this report that, and the Savills report recently and the Housing Commission report before it, that this is where the focus needs to be. That yes, there's problems in all of Western Europe with regard to housing, but Ireland stands out. The approach we have isn't working. We need a new approach, a different approach to housing. And that is a key priority for us going into this election.
Holly Kearns, leader of the Social Democrats, thank you very much for coming into us this morning. It's now 9:05.